Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Welcome to Friday. Happy Friday. We all survived another week. That's something to celebrate, isn't it? And there's only one more day until General Conference. So technically, today is General Conference Eve. You didn't know that that was an official holiday, did you? Well, we're going to say that it is today here at the Mormon Channel. So our fun fact today, and it's actually our last one since conferences tomorrow, is that, did you know President Monson was ordained an apostle 50 years ago on October 10th, 1963? He was 36 years old. He was one of the youngest men to be called to this position. That's amazing. So our last General Conference countdown quote, that's kind of a tongue twister, is from President Thomas S. Monson, and it's from his talk in General Conference, April 2013, entitled Obedience Brings Blessings. Here it is in his own words.
A knowledge of truth and the answers to our greatest questions come to us as we are obedient to the commandments of God.
So basically, he's saying that truth and answers come as we are obedient. Now, sometimes it's easy to be obedient when people are watching you, but what about when they're not watching you? We have a great story about some teenagers. We hope all of our teenagers are listening to this story today. You can be a powerful force for good in your neighborhoods and communities. So here's the story. There's a store in northern New Jersey called Buddy's Small Lots that received a call one night saying the store had been broken into. They later learned it was actually a malfunctioning lock on the door that left the shop open to anyone who wanted to come in. Surveillance cameras revealed four teenagers who thought the store was open, walked in and walked around the store looking for a clerk and waving at the cameras. Then they did a little shopping, leaving cash on the counter for everything they took, sales tax included. So you see in this video, this guy is waving the money in front of the camera, and then he sets it down on the counter like, hey, we're not stealing this, but there's nobody here, and so they just leave the money on the counter. The store's owners were so surprised by the teens that they started looking for them. They found out that the four teenagers were football players from William Patterson High School. The teens said they didn't think that they did anything special and that they left cash on the counter because they had to get back to practice. Kelly Gallimore, who was seen on the cameras waving a dollar bill around before laying it on the store's counter, said he was actually surprised by the attention. So the store is giving them each $50 gift certificates to the store for their honesty. One of the teenagers said his dad told him, "I'm proud of you for doing something good," when of course he obviously could have done something very different in that situation. Isn't that a cool story? Stories about people doing great things are always so fun, but there's something particularly wonderful when it's a young person. And it's kind of good to know that the future of this world is in good hands. Thank you for joining us. We hope you've enjoyed our General Conference countdown this week, and we hope you enjoy General Conference this weekend. And just a reminder of all the different ways you can watch it on the Mormon Channel, check out our webpage at http://mormonchannel.org/LDSCONF. It's available on our YouTube channel, on Roku. There's just so many ways that you can watch General Conference on the Mormon Channel. But you can see the complete list on our website. If you have any suggestions, comments, or questions for us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. And you can always send us a message on Facebook as well. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled No Regrets, and it's featuring Chad Neth. Thanks again for being with us. We hope you have a wonderful General Conference weekend, and we look forward to being back with you here on Monday.
The sun is just rising in my life, and these are the years I am deciding, and I am defining the way I will go. In these moments of my youth, I want to live every day in the light. of His truth. I wanna look back on this time and be proud of the person I've been. I wanna know the choices I've made won't leave me wishing I could make them again. Time I'll live the rest of my